ode to George Foreman's hands that put the whooping on grown-ass men that were held high by 76 referees that squared up in schoolyards that beat and bloodied and burglarized that were coarse as oak bark, burly as a black bear's paws, hands that made fists hard as a copper mace, that broke the dead weight of heavy bags and knocked trainers across the ring like traffic cones, hands that mowed Smokin' Joe down in two rounds, that staggered Kenny Norton into the ropes and the halogen beyond, hands that palmed gold medals and shook presidents' hands and gripped the leather steering wheels of Rolls-Royces, hands that lobbed meat into tigers' jaws, that pummeled Ollie's muscled midsection until they could pummel no more, hands that met quicker hands, that struggled to lift their own bulky body off the canvas, hands that refused to close into fists any longer, that leafed through the silky pages of a Baptist Bible in the warm shoulder of Texas, hands that carried five boys and five girls to their beds, that stroked a calico cat's tail, hands that held the empty river of a woman's back, hands that matured and grayed like good shoe leather, that signed contracts, closed electric grill tops, and posed under the scrutinizing lights of television studios, old hands that mingled in church congregations, that passed out bowls of minestrone in Harris County, old hands that held the pad for young fists in Houston community centers, old hands that held other old hands tremored from brain disease, old hands that missed the snug fit of horsehair gloves, old hands that could still crack, that could still put a whooping on, old hands that found the half moon of a young man's mouth at 45, that held the heavyweight title once again.